Straight Talk on WRHI is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, for another edition of our Straight Talk program presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments at Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. You can find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. And our thanks to Good Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. Well, she is back. By golly, she's back. This is her annual dose of Straight Talk, talking about Kathy Greer, who is the executive director of the Palmetto Community Health Care. Did I get that right?
You got it right.
Good. All right, so we've got a lot of newbies here in our community since you were last here.
Yes, sir.
You've noticed that the community is growing a little bit?
Just a little.
Yeah, okay. So they probably don't know you, and they don't know anything about the Palmetto Community Health Care. So let's start with you.
Moi. So, my name's Kathy Greer.
Hey, we got that part. Okay.
I'm a Rock Hill girl. Grew up here. Went to Winthrop. Finished at Winthrop, rather. Did a little mini internship at WRHI back in the day.
I didn't know that.
Well, it didn't last long, so. That's another show.
Did you get the boot? Okay.
We'll save that one. Yeah. And I moved away for about 10 years,
really?
Moved back, and been here ever since, and started working at Palmetto Community Health Care at the time. It used to be York County Free Clinic.
Right.
About 8 years ago.
Really? So the 10 years you were gone were for like from when to when?
1989
to about 2000.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, did you notice some changes underway when you came back?
Oh, tons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you imagine somebody who may have left here in the 90s and they come back today? Or left here in 2000 and came back here today? They would not.
No. Things have changed a lot.
Yeah, things have changed a lot. And we got lots more people. Which brings us to what you do at the Palmetto Community Health Care, which is to help out lots of people who've got lots of issues with their health, and they've got nowhere to turn. So
yes.
Tell me about the clinic. Give me a little background about the clinic.
So the clinic opened its doors in 2008. Some local community folks, they had been to Hilton Head and saw a free clinic that they had in Hilton Head and thought, you know, why doesn't Rock Hill have one of those? We need one. And so they came back to town, got together, and it took them a couple years.
Right.
And then 2008, they opened the doors. And the name back then was Palmetto Volunteers in Medicine.
And you were located across from the hospital, were you not?
Correct.
In an office,
sir.
Over there.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay.
And then we moved to Oakland, 410 Oakland Avenue, which is our current location. Changed the name to York County Free Clinic. And last April, we changed the name again to Palmetto Community Health Care.
So now explain why you changed the name.
For a couple reasons, but we expanded our service area to include serving residents from Lancaster County because there's no free clinic in Lancaster County. And York County Free Clinic,
pigeonholed people.
Right, yes.
Gotcha. All right. So you did that a year ago, 2 years ago?
April of last year.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, when we talk about it being, it's a free clinic, even though we're calling it something else. It's a free clinic.
It's still a free clinic.
And what are the criteria to be able to use the free clinic?
So you have to be between the ages of 18 and 64.
And why is that?
Because when our founders started, their services for folks who are younger than 18 and who are older than 64.
So if you're over 64, you got to go somewhere else.
Yes, and okay. if you're younger than 18, you have to go somewhere else too.
So if somebody walks in and they're 65 or 66, mm-hmm. you tell them where to go?
We do.
Okay.
All nicely.
Right. Okay.
So, and we partner with so many agencies, you know, here right. in the community. So.
Okay. So what other requirements are there to okay. be besides age and resident? If somebody comes up from Chester County, they can't get your services?
No, sir. There is a free clinic in Chester County.
And that's
called
something.
The Good Samaritan.
Mm-hmm. One in Chester County, but not in Lancaster County.
Correct.
And that's
mm-hmm.
wow. Okay.
So. Age 18 to 64, location, York County or Lancaster County resident.
Right.
No health insurance. They have to be uninsured.
Okay.
And they have to, their income level needs to fall at or below 250% of the federal poverty level. So for one person, that's about $35,000. For a family of four, that's a household income of $75,000.
All right, so an income level as high as $35,000 for a single guy.
For one person.
Mm-hmm. And what was the other one?
So for a family of four, $75,000 or less.
All right, family mm-hmm. of four. And needless to say, you've got a lot of people who are coming there.
Yes, sir, we sure do.
Give me some numbers.
Well, last year we served over 1,000, 1,024.
Jeez.
To be exact, and over and almost 4,000 visits.
All right. So those 1,000 people came multiple times?
Absolutely.
All right.
Most of our patients will come probably on average maybe three. You know, some won't come three and some will come more. So it averages out to about three.
And what brings them in? I mean, are they just nagging issues that they've got? You know, is it something as simple as a common cold or is it something they've been dealing with for a long, long time?
It could be both. Because we do manage chronic illness, you know, diabetes, hypertension. But of course, if somebody comes in with the common cold or strep throat, we'll take care of them as well.
Right.
And then we also are able to get them their medications at no cost.
How do you do that?
We partner with a group called Well Vista. And so they're a mail order prescription company, medication company,
right.
or agency, rather, because they're nonprofit as well. And so our patients will get usually a 3-month supply, 90-day supply of their medicines at a time.
Would that include something like, let's say, insulin for diabetics?
It does include insulin, absolutely.
Good for you.
Mm-hmm.
Good for
so,
you.
And there are no controlled substances. We do not prescribe controlled substances.
Right. That's interesting. So somebody who's got a chronic illness... Mm-hmm. who needs to be seen quarterly, let's say, by a doctor or a physician's assistant or whatever however you're doing this, they can get their checkups and they can get their meds.
Yes, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. All they got to do is get to you.
They get to us. We're not a walk-in clinic, so we're not like an urgent care or an ER. We do have a process because we do require certain documents. You know, they need to prove their income or lack thereof. And prove that, you know, that they live in York County or Lancaster County. And so they have one that first appointment for the paperwork, and then once they're approved, and they are approved, you know, at that time.
Right.
And we also have them apply for Well Vista, so at that same time.
Get all that out of the way.
Get it out of the way. So then when they'll come in, and we do labs, we provide lab services at the clinic 2 days a week, Monday and Wednesday.
Right.
And then we have a very generous hospital, Atrium. They process
I see
all
that,
of our labs.
Yeah, they and is it them? Is it Atrium that brings the mobile mammogram unit down there that I see from time to time?
Novant.
Another big hospital system.
Yes.
Good. Well, that's great. And it helps them as well because if you can keep that traffic you have mm-hmm. out of their emergency rooms, they love that. Correct?
They do. Absolutely. We served the emergency rooms over about $2.7 million last year by providing the services we provide to our patients.
Golly, yeah. Wow. $2.7 million.
Mm-hmm. Last year, so our annual budget was $350,000. And we were able to provide $3.6 million worth of services.
10 times what the cost.
$10.58 on the dollar, yes.
Wow, that's really something. Good for you. So good for you.
It's our community that pitches in and helps.
So the 1,024 patients that you work with in 2022, I guess, is what we're talking about.
Right.
Right. What percentage of those roughly are from Lancaster County?
A small percentage right now, probably 7 or 8%.
Okay.
Because we just started serving that area, so we're really working on building relationships with other agencies over there.
Now, were you asked to do this? I mean, did somebody, a group of people from Lancaster County, come to you one day and say, "We need this service down where we are"?
No, some patients would come and they, while they had a Fort Mill address, they were really Lancaster County.
Gotcha.
So we thought, we did some research and realized, you know, there's not a free clinic there. There's one in Kershaw, so which is on the other, you know. So
that's something. Kershaw County, Chester County, they got it, but Lancaster County doesn't.
Lancaster County doesn't.
And Lancaster County is getting very big.
Yes. Yeah,
particularly above the Highway 5, northbound on 521.
Right.
I mean, it's getting huge up there.
There are about 14,000 people in Lancaster County with no insurance. 14,000 adults.
Mm-hmm. And what's that number approximately in your county?
40,000.
40,000. Mm-hmm. 40,000 people out of our almost 300,000 people are without insurance.
Right.
Yeah. 12%, something like that.
So we should, hopefully we'll be seeing more, helping more people.
Huh. All right, so you've got a small percentage coming from Lancaster County. Are you doing anything to try to get that word out more in Lancaster County?
We are. So there's agencies over there we're partnering with, and we just got two referrals last week from one of those agencies, you know, we're working with the chamber, and you know, we're working. I've met with some folks from MUSC,
right,
as well.
Okay. So,
mm-hmm.
So your $300,000 roughly budget that you have,
yes,
is obviously to pay for professional services.
Mm-hmm.
Now you have to run this clinic. Besides you, you've got medical people, right?
Yes.
And they would be, what, a doctor or a physician's assistant or what?
So we have on staff, we have four paid staff, myself, a patient liaison, and a practice manager, and then we have a nurse practitioner.
Okay.
So and we rely heavily on volunteers.
Which is where we're going to get to.
Yes, okay.
So the nurse practitioner is licensed to write prescriptions.
Yes.
Correct? All
mm-hmm.
right. Do you get to a point where, and I know nothing about the medical field,
mm-hmm.
the ability to write prescriptions as a nurse practitioner, is that different than, let's say, a medical doctor?
Well, a nurse practitioner has to have a supervising physician.
Ah, okay.
So she really falls under that. Their license.
I see. Mm-hmm. So if she has a question, she's going to talk to whoever her doctor or supervisor is.
Right.
Okay.
And so we have our, yes.
You get a doctor or a group of doctors that help out?
Yes.
Okay.
We have one.
One.
Medical director.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's the medical director.
Yes.
Who is that?
Her name is Dr. Sarah Cox.
Good.
Yes.
All right. Wonderful.
She's wonderful.
So that's a lot of patients for one nurse practitioner to see, is it not?
It is. We do have volunteer physicians who come in as well.
Okay.
And then they will see some patients. We had three last year. Two have since retired completely. So we have one now. So we definitely need more.
Yeah. So volunteers is a big deal.
It's big huge.
Deal. Yeah.
Huge.
I tell you what, before we jump into that, we're going to go ahead and take our mid-program break. Mm-hmm. Remind everybody that you are listening to Straight Talk, live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union, Relax Here with Founders, and by Anderson Griggs Investments at Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. Find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. Our thanks to Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care. You can find out more about them online at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. All right, we do fresh subs and salads. We do it 6 days a week here at Substation 2 between 10 a.m. and 9 p.m. And Kathy, you're going to join me in telling everybody how we do it at the count of three. One, two, three.
Slice, slice, slice. 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 Garden, 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 garden.
Back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI.
What's new at Substation 2 is not on the menu board. It's on your phone.
This is Charlie Ruffalo.
Go to the App Store, download our new app, order the best sub anywhere online, and it'll be ready when you arrive. And don't forget the free stuff you get with our new rewards program. Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
Now open. The new Piedmont Medical Center, Fort Mill. Featuring personalized and comprehensive obstetrical services, 24/7 emergency care, and skilled surgeons who know the importance of getting to know you and your family. Piedmont Medical Center, Fort Mill. Providing care for the Fort Mill community by your local community. Care that feels like home, close to home. Learn more at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com/Fort Mill.
Investing can be like a puzzle. There are so many pieces to consider, and it can be hard to know where to start. But with the right guidance, you can put the pieces together to create a winning strategy. That's where Founders Investment Services comes in. Our team of financial advisors can help you navigate the complexities of investing and create a personalized plan that fits your goals and risk tolerance. We'll work with you to identify the pieces of your puzzle and how they fit into your financial future. Call 866-739-7064 or visit foundersfcuinvestments.com to learn more about how we can help you take the first step towards reaching your financial goals. Securities offered through LPL Financial.
When disaster strikes, one of the most important things is getting life back to normal. A little compassion can go a long way. Paul Davis is here for you. Paul Davis is committed to handling any property damage with exceptional care, because what we do is more about property. It's about people. We have the training and expertise necessary to completely restore your property fast. For all your cleanup and restoration needs, call the experts at Paul Davis Restoration at 329-1140 or find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
There are very few genuine money managers in America, and one just happens to be your neighbor. If you have $100,000 or more, call the professionals at Anderson Griggs Investments and see what a money manager can do for you. Anderson Griggs, 324-5044, or go online to andersongriggs.com.
What's new at Substation 2 is not on the menu board. It's on your phone. Go to the App Store, download our new app, order the best sub anywhere online, and it'll be ready when you arrive. And don't forget the free stuff you get with our new rewards program. Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk continues now on WRHI. Brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Kathy Greer is with us. She runs the Palmetto Community Healthcare right there on Oakland Avenue in Rock Hill. And Bubba Belly just walked in. Hey, Bubba, how you doing? Good to see you. Good, 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 good. Anyway, you never knew who's going to walk in this place. So, at the Palmetto Community Healthcare, we talked about your staffing, but you rely a lot on volunteers, do you not?
We do. We could not do what we do without volunteers.
But you're like everybody else right now?
Sure.
Where are they?
where are they, yes.
So tell me what volunteers do there.
We have clerical volunteers. They answer the phone. They greet the patients. They call the patients, make the appointments. We have nurses. We have phlebotomists. We need people to, you know, draw the blood and right. do our labs. We have CMAs, physicians. We're very excited. We just got our very first volunteer psychiatrist.
Oh, my goodness. Really?
So, yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Isn't that nice?
So that's huge.
Oh,
yes.
I was going to ask you, you know, we were in this period of our history where mental illness has really been raised to the top of everybody's, you know, eyesight. They're hearing about it all the time. Do you have that issue walking through the front door a bunch of times at the Palmetto?
About 14% of our patients have a mental health diagnosis, yes.
Really?
Yes.
Isn't that something? Golly, that.
Yes. And we have Kadapa Mental Health here. And then the Saluda Counseling Center, they used to be here and then they closed. Luckily, we wrote a grant and we received part of their money that they had left
Good.
From the closing so that we can help, you know, our patients get the counseling that
Good.
They need.
All right. So as far as you brought an interesting little handout here, you're calling a volunteer casting calls.
Yes.
What is this all about? That's clever.
Thank you. We're just trying to advertise, trying to do something a little catchy, you know, for volunteers or folks who would like to volunteer. We ask that they volunteer, give 4 hours at a time, because we have two shifts. We're open from 8 until 12,
right,
and then 1 to 5,
okay,
Monday through Thursday.
Right.
So we are asking for retired folks, college folks,
right,
you know, anybody who has a heart for our mission, for our
right
ministry.
Mm-hmm. And whether you volunteer one day a week or one day a month or whatever the case is, you could use their help.
We sure could. Last year, we had almost, our volunteers provided almost 4,000 hours of service.
Wow. That's a lot.
It is a lot. And we couldn't do it without them.
But here you are. You're short. I mean,
yes,
I don't know. How many volunteers do you need to make this thing run the way you want it to run?
Probably, so last year we had about 60. We're probably down to 15.
Really?
15 to 20? Mm, yes.
Oh, my Lord. Wow.
Not counting our board, so.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure you've talked to some of these people that used to volunteer,
yeah,
that are not volunteering now?
Mm-hmm.
And what do they tell you?
A majority of them have retired.
So you're going to sit on your butt and do nothing while you're retired?
Some of them had health issues.
Okay.
Yes.
I'll let that go.
And some of them are students who, you know, have...
moved on.
Yes.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
And what about the others?
You're making excuses. Others are still there.
The others are still there. You're being very polite and I'm being very rude. I understand that. So the other ones who are still there, who are not, don't have health problems, or students who've left, what are you doing? Why haven't they come back?
Well, some of them work. Some of them do work full time, and they'll if they're not working a shift, say a nurse, you know, is.
Yeah. But they were doing that before, right? I'm just wondering. Look, listen. You need volunteers.
I'm trying to be nice.
I know you're trying to be nice. I'm trying to be realistic. You need help.
We do. But it's a call. It's honestly, it's a calling.
I got
volunteering
you.
Is not for everybody.
Well, and, you know, there's volunteers. Good Lord. I shudder to think what this community would be without volunteers in general. I mean, we have volunteers in church groups, civic groups, you name it. And they're the, you know, I take a look at the city councils and the county council, mm-hmm, and all their commissions that are staffed by volunteers, they'll tell you it's the volunteers that do the work and then bring the final product up to the elected officials to pass grace on or to modify in whatever way it needs to be modified.
Right.
And you're the same way.
Absolutely.
I mean, how has this impacted your ability to provide the services we just talked about? I mean, if you only got 15 volunteers and you used to have 60,
mm-hmm, so we're pulling our staff. Sometimes, you know, I'll be answering the phone at the front. Our practice manager and our patient liaison, they're both CMAs.
What does CMA mean?
A certified medical assistant.
Okay.
So they can draw blood, they can, you know, take vitals, they can help the nurse practitioner with the patient.
Right.
But we only have the one nurse practitioner to see the patients. So
you need the volunteers, bottom line. Otherwise, I mean, what I'm getting to is, have you had to, cut back on the number of appointments at all because you don't have enough staff to cover it?
Not yet, no.
Not yet.
We did have a little transition period when our previous nurse practitioner resigned, and then our new nurse practitioner came in. So there were some afternoons that, yes, we could not see patients because we did not have a provider.
So the nurse practitioner, the nurse practitioner that you have on staff now,
mm-hmm,
is this a full-time gig for her or him or whoever? Or is it something they're doing on the side from a regular job?
No, it's her full-time job.
Full-time.
So she's there Monday through Thursday. 8 to 12, 1 to 5.
Okay.
So she's there. And we do have another volunteer nurse practitioner, but with a nurse practitioner, they have to have the supervising physician.
Yep.
So we have to, have a supervising physician who's willing to take on someone else.
I see. All right. All right, let's talk about funding, because it takes you $300,000 plus to run this operation.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And your sources for those dollars are?
Our biggest source are individual donors. And then we, businesses and organizations, churches and foundations, write a lot of grants to get that grant money.
Yeah, grants, they're critical.
Very.
And that takes a lot of time to process grants,
mm-hmm.
right?
Sure does.
Sure does. And so how are you doing with the grants for 2023? You doing okay?
We're doing great.
Good. Good, good, good.
We're always looking for new grant opportunities.
I was going to say, are there grants out there that would allow you, let's say, enough money to hire, let's say, a second nurse practitioner?
Interesting that you said that. Most places don't give money for salaries. We currently have one, and they're very generous with us. So.
Yeah. So you have to figure another way around it to get the money in.
Correct. Hmm. Yes.
Okay. Tell them you have an escalating light bill or something. Some dollars.
General operating. If they'll give to general operating support, can be used.
Huge.
However we
So your
need
facility,
mm-hmm.
With all this growth that we've had in population, is it mm-hmm. still adequate for your needs?
Currently it is. We could use a little more space. However, we're being very creative with what we have.
Right. And now your property is still owned by the Lutheran Church? Is that
Grace
correct?
Lutheran Church.
Grace
mm-hmm.
Lutheran Church. They bought that parcel adjacent to you years and years and years ago, and then decided to do something for the community with it.
Yes.
By bringing you in, and I don't know who else is in there, but there's some others in there as well? Okay. You know, nodding your head doesn't work too well on the radio, Kathy. My God.
Yes, we have a neighbor behind us. Uh-huh. North Central. Uh-huh. Right. North Central.
Follow my cues now. When I tell you to say something, say something. Okay?
Say something. Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Well, go ahead. Just talk to me anytime you want to, Kathy.
Sorry.
It's always a question of how quickly am I going to lose control of this show when I have Kathy Greer on here. Woo! Hey, you've worn me out. What have we missed? We haven't really, I think we've gone through all the numbers.
Yes.
I thought this card you put together is pretty interesting. You know, as you pointed out earlier, your $300,000 of cost to operate the Palmetto Community Healthcare has resulted in basically $3 million worth of services that the hospitals haven't had to provide.
Right.
That's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
That is really strong. And as you point out, for every dollar you generate, $10.50 come out in services.
We do.
Yeah.
That's a great return on your investment.
And you've had a 17% increase in patient population. Wow. Mm-hmm. Jeez, that's amazing. All right, Kathy, we've run out of time.
Aww.
Thank you very much. Can we find out, do you have a website real quick?
I do.
What is it?
www.palmettocommunityhealthcare.org.
There you go, palmettocommunityhealthcare.org. By the way, WWW is out.
I knew it.
I mean, even Scott Oliver knows that, for crying out loud. All right, that's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program, live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax here with Founders. And by Anderson Griggs Investments at Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. You can find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. All right, one more time. This is, of course, to tell everybody what the heck we do here at Substation 2. It's called Fresh Subs and Salads. We do it not one day a week, not 2 days a week, but 6 days a week. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Between 10 a.m. and 9 p.m. So we'll find out if America's future really knows how it's done. At the count of three, tell us how it's done. One, two, three.
Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden.
Everybody's got it. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Bye.